Good morning, 6:35 a.m. on the 3rd of July, and I've got things screwed up here. Let's see if I can get this thing to stop talking to me. There we go. Yeah, just under 16 minutes for the first mile, not bad, considering that I dubbed around on my lawn for a minute or so before I actually started checking sprinklers from yesterday, from last night. So just barely under 16 minute mile for the first one. My legs are telling me that I had a good workout. Sweat in the back of my spine is telling me I had a good workout. So, yeah, what am I thinking about today? I really don't know. I'll have to be honest, I really don't know. Today is Wednesday. It's the end of the week for my younger daughter, who doesn't have class tomorrow or Thursday. So short week for her. I suspect it's the end of the week for my wife, because she'll have tomorrow off as a holiday, and we'll probably take Friday off as a vacation if the university doesn't have it off already, which I don't remember. So yeah, today is the last day I have to actually try to get some uninterrupted work done. I slept in this morning till 5:30, so I haven't actually been up very long. I did get some coffee before I got underway, so a little bit of fuel. See how that works out today. So yesterday was a Google Plus day. We had a lot of conversations on Google Plus yesterday. One of the conversations revolved around social media marketing and came up because, and honestly I don't remember, I probably mentioned this yesterday, some author has been taking small snippets of text from his book, generally quotes from one of the main characters, and putting them in a white on a black text block and posting them to Google Plus. So as a device, you know, you get this block that stands out very much because it's a black box with white text on a white field with these quotes on it. Now, I've been seeing these come by, and every time I see one, I go, "Eh, don't do that." And a day goes by and another one comes by. I think, "Eh, don't do that." Well, yesterday I got to critical mass, fourth one, something like that. And so the UGG factor became too much for me, and I uncircled and flagged as spam. Because it's shared publicly, which makes it actually, according to Google's Terms of Service, spam, and a violation of Google's Terms of Service. And after doing so, I went on to one of the writers' discussion groups, to the communities, and joined the marketing group and put up a... Okay, this is unacceptable, folks. If you're actually thinking about doing this and you're in this group, you probably shouldn't do it, and this is why. Well, let's set off along stream of discussion, some of which was, aren't you a prickly son of a bitch? And some of which was, really? Well, how are we supposed to do it then? And so there was a lot of posting. I wrote too many words there, not enough words on Greedock. And and the offshoot was, I'm going to get an internet radio interview from somebody who has a very small market, but I'll play along. I'll help him out by recording something with him and then letting everybody know that it's there. Depending on what his traffic looks like, it'll either amplify his signal or maybe just give you all something else to listen to. But it was an interesting conversation because a lot of people were saying, well, that's what we're supposed to do. And the answer is, no, not really. The problem with this is the proponents of it say, well, it works. And the opponents of it say, perhaps, but it's not as effective as some other tools. And it's a function of the underlying model. It's a function of not understanding the difference between marketing and sales and promotion, or promotion and sales. And part of that has to do, I'm sure, with the generational effect, because I learned marketing in the 90s. I learned marketing all around 1990, 1991, before the web, literally before the web, during the internet, but before the web. And back in those days, marketing was the analysis of products and the viability of those products to generate revenue and profit. The probability of generating revenue and profit. Promotion and sales had to do with how do you tell people about these products? How do you keep track of the efficacy of those promotions in terms of how do promotions reflect on sales, and specifically the return of investment of those promotions on sales. Now the problem is that the nature of the communications channels from 1990 to 2010, Monkpool, and even to 2013, the nature of the communications channels have changed radically, drastically, in ways that people who are doing marketing, which is sales and promotion, which is the old school marketing people, I tend not to actually be in many cases doing any marketing. They are, what they're doing is coming up with a product and then looking around for a place to sell it. Or in the case of writers, they are deciding to write, writing, producing a product, without actually looking around to see the efficacy of what that writing might be in terms of product. Then they're retrofitting a promotion to try to generate sales, which it's not bad. I mean, writers write because they are creative types and they need to create. And I got nothing wrong with that. But in the process of creating is separate from the process of marketing. That the idea that I have to create is only tangentially related to the I need to market. Because you can create and do all kinds of things with it, including podcast it to give it away, or publish it a chapter at a time on your website, or all kinds of things that don't relate to revenue generation, which don't relate to sales. Did I say monk pole when I went by? I think I did. So there's this issue of a product in search of market rather than market in search of product. Now I'll use the share books as kind of an example of why, of what I mean. The marketing that I did, and I did do very little, but I did do some marketing before I sat down to write Quarter Share. One, I thought that I might like to write. I've always wanted to write. I've always wanted to be an author. I've always wanted to write science fiction. So part of marketing is to do an internal and external environmental scan. So the internal one is, what skills, what resources can I bring to bear? And two, the external, what markets might those resources find an outlet in? And until I found Patio Books, the internal scan of, I want to write science fiction, I want to tell stories. The external scan revealed no viable outlet. So I could do it. I could write the books. I could stick them in a drawer. I could put them in a web page. I could do all kinds of things to them that did not involve finding an audience, per se, because the audience, or the pathway to audience, didn't exist in a way that appealed to me. I could have written them and tried to sell them to mainstream press, but slush piles being what they were, the agent query go-round being what it was, even as late as 2005, 2006, was not attractive and not conducive to my participating in that market. Patio Books changed all that because it meant that I could write my stories, and by producing them in audio in serialized form.
Morning.
Good morning. By producing them in serialized form, I could put them out. Now, the payback for me was not in cash. It was never intended to be cash. It was to be paid in fun. It was to become part of this larger community of novel podcasters, of patio book producers. It was to provide enjoyment and entertainment to the people who listen to podcasts. It was only tangentially intended to be profitable, from the standpoint that I thought, well, it would be nice if I didn't have to buy equipment with my own money, if I could earn enough to finance my hobby from donations. And of course I did. And later in 2009, I decided that there might be a viable path to text-based production. And blah, 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 blah. Fast forward, here I am, full-time author, and still scanning the external environment, still engaged in, to a certain extent, still engaged in sales and promotion, even though I say I don't promote. But the reality is, my promotional strategy is to avoid advertising, is to take advantage of the peculiar strengths of social media to raise awareness of my brand, which is me as a storyteller, and only coincidentally, through my brand, through having people understand who I am and what I do in a way that they find interesting, intriguing, engaging, to have them go and find my work, to try my work to see if they like it. And when they do, that they then do the thing that social media does, which is spread the word. Now, the reason that this is important, it's based on the 1,000 True Fans strategy, where if you have 1,000 people who will buy whatever you do, and you can continuously or regularly deliver something to that 1,000 fans, you can make a living. You don't need to have more than that. 1,000 people is enough. Ah, 17 sound a second mile, not bad. So, this idea that I'm not, well, I do promote, I do participate. It's really based on a sort of a strategic perspective that selling a book is not the way to go, that advertising is an expired construct, and that the value of social media as a conversational medium means that advertising, which is basically a broadcast strategy, doesn't work. So I say that I don't promote because I avoid most of the trappings of promotion. Now, the reality is I do promote because I go out and I really adhere to the notion that in order to be interesting, which is really what anybody wants to be, it's not a question, even the most introverted of introverts doesn't want to stand on a table and say, look at me, look at me, look at me. But most of them will not shy away from someone approaching them and saying, oh, you look interesting, what do you do? And that's what the strategy, the strategic stance of, in order to be interesting, the best thing to do is to be interested. And that if you demonstrate interest in other people, those people will almost assuredly reciprocate. And if they find something that is truly interesting, then it's up to them whether or not they want to pursue it. And I think that's a more honest, a more authentic kind of transaction than the throwing up of a billboard and subjecting whoever drives by to a message that they may or may not be willing to accept. At any rate, I'm well past the time. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. I'm going to try to get out and have a firecracker edition early in the morning before the sun gets up, before it gets too hot. So tomorrow being another day, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.